So we'll read something from Rumi. My God, do not give me back to myself. Do not let me settle for anything but you. In you I hide, escaping from my ruin. Please do not give me back to myself. You want to start?
Okay. I realize when we used to do announcements afterwards, it helped me to come a little more present. But well, so many things came present in meditation, and you know, it's just been really wonderful over the years. It's been about 5 years now that we've actually been doing ILM as a path of initiation, a pathway of sound and light. And so it's been a wonderful process over the last 5 years of that just being more anchored and, in a sense, initiated physically in the world. As most of you know, Jim's been really, you know, doing ILM for many, many years as an action of service to assist people in that path of awakening, but not necessarily as direct as we are now and have been the last 5 years. So it's been a wonderful process of, in a sense, moving more forward with a greater purpose or mission or focus, I like to say. And it's been very fully anchored now, where it is a very solid foundation, and that transition, if you will, into a more focused action into the world as well as in the realm of the spirit. But always remember the simplicity in the one-pointed focus, that everything we do and share about here really is simply about the soul's journey of awakening into the knowing of itself, of who we are, and its oneness from which it's come. And most of us call that God. I say that because every now and then, and I used to run this for years, I had a hard time even with that word. And every now and then I still get somebody who will come up to me and say, I still have a hard time with that word, calling it God. And I just find it interesting. And I just realize, you know, it's all part of the journey. We've all got something that we're working with, working on, working through. I know somebody who likes to say, you've got issues. We've all got our issues. And what are those issues? Well, those issues simply are whatever they are. But that is the journey of the soul, is working through what we call those issues. Those issues simply are those lessons, those opportunities in which we've come into this world to learn through our experience. And if we can begin to look at things more truly as simply as opportunities of learning through experience, not learning through figuring it out, memorize the information, take the test, get an A or a B or a C or a D, I passed, but really just allowing ourselves to be present in any moment, in any issue, and allow ourselves to experience, because that's really what it's about, is allowing ourselves simply to be present in the experience. And as we allow ourselves to be present in whatever experience, good or bad, the most horrible things, the negative, that which we resist and push away, when we allow ourselves just to be, to relax, to be present with even those issues or experiences, is how we allow ourselves as the divine to come into the full awakening and understanding of our life's journey. The journey really is simply to experience, because it is through the experience that we allow ourselves to come to the fulfillment. It is in the learning through the experience that we come to completion with what we've come into this world to experience. It's in the resistance, the judgments, the fears that we don't allow, that we hold back. We keep that door closed. And that's all it is. It's still going on, and that's even part of the journey. It's shutting the door, pushing it closed, resisting. That's part of the journey of what we call the inner kingdom. that which is ours to learn. I'd like to say a little bit more, because we haven't maybe talked about it in a while, that really, in a sense, this path is one of a threefold nature. We've often heard it as meditation, study, and service. And most of the time, we're always talking about meditation in here, because that really is the primary action by which we open that door to spirit, by which we can awaken to the knowing of who we are as the divine. And so that will always be our primary focus. I'm sure we'll talk about that every time we ever talk about spirit. But there are also the actions of study and service. When we say study, sure, there's that action of reading, listening, class like this, of learning about spirit. But really, the study, as we talk about it in here, is the application, is how can we begin to live these spiritual principles in our lives so that we can awaken to the experience, to know, to learn through our experience. So when we say study, we mean self-study, that as you apply spiritual principles, that you begin to really awaken inside so that you know, that you understand what it is that is actually being shared, talked about, or what you might have read about. That's the real experience. That's the real knowing. That's true wisdom, is when we really learn through the application. But in order to learn, we've got to pay attention. We've got to be aware of what is going on within ourselves. That's the self-study. That's the inner kingdom work. You often hear us talk about the purple light and the blue light. The purple light dealing with that action of initiation in the names of God for that journey beyond the physical, back home into the heart of God. And we talk about that blue light as that action of loving of the Holy Spirit, assisting us on that inner kingdom walk, that as we open that 10th door and allow God's loving in, that loving assists us in walking to that place of greater understanding within ourselves of the inner kingdom, our own thoughts, our own feelings, our own imaginations and our physical experiences, that we come into greater understanding through that journey. Often we call it the 10%. As we do our 10%, God walks with us and does the other 90. And as we invite God in, God walks with us in that 10% as well to assist us in the coming to completion and fulfillment of all that we've come in to experience through loving. That's the assistance, is loving. There's truly only one blessing, only one will, God's will. Thy will be done. There's only one blessing, one will, and that's loving. One thing through every single experience and detail of every level of creation and life itself. All has one purpose, and that is simply a journey of loving. Because that's what it is a movement of that loving and expression. That's the journey. And that journey, as we come into this world, into this physical body, is also that inner journey, the inner kingdom. So as we begin to apply those teachings and principles, is how we truly begin to learn and awaken to the greater knowing of the divine. So pay attention, not only in meditation to that movement of loving here, but also that flow of loving as you open and allow it to come in you and move through you. I like to say washing through like a waterfall. Just a flow of loving. When we allow ourselves to just simply come present and be in that flow, that's when it's smooth and easy in the journey of awakening. The lessons are easier to learn. There's not the struggle and challenge. So I always like to say, if you find yourself in struggle and challenge, resistance, judgment, fear, whatever it is, just come back to the seat of the soul. Come back to that point of loving. Get in the river. Get in the flow. And then the journey becomes easy. And all we have to do is come to that place where it is easy. And that is in that flow of loving. That's all we have to do. That's the simplicity of the spiritual walk, the spiritual path, is coming back into that flow. And then it just unfolds. Then it just unfolds. That river of loving will bring us through all those experiences our soul has come in to these worlds to have. And then the learning is easy, because in the loving, that light of loving lights up, brings to our awareness that which we are to learn. It is when it's in the darkness, we don't see it. So we're not aware of it. But in the loving, there's just light. And then we can see. And then the seeing is the knowing. That's the simplicity. But in order to have that happen, you've got to bring yourself to that place where you rise above the realm of darkness. And what is that? Everything below the eyebrows here. The mind, the emotions, the imagination, and the body. That's why in meditation we come above the eyebrows to the seat of the soul, where that place of light is, the inner light, the light of the soul. Because as we rise above all of the animal or human nature is where we come into the place of the spiritual nature. And in that nature, as we allow nature to take its course, we all know that one, right? Well, that's a different nature than the nature of this world. So it's important to understand that difference so that we can begin to direct ourselves into that which we choose and wish to experience. So if we choose and wish to experience the spiritual nature, we have that avenue, that way by which we can move into that. So we move into that. But then we go into this place of peacefulness and quiet. And then when we're there, we go, well, nothing's happening. Nothing's going on. Is this spirit? Is this that neutrality of unconditional loving? But nothing's going on. Yeah, I see that purple light, and it's moving, or the white light, or the sparkles. Or even if it's dark, I feel this presence, and I'm so peaceful. But nothing's going on. Folks, that's just the beginning. All we have to do is allow ourselves to be in that quiet, in that peacefulness where nothing's going on, long enough, to be in it long enough to allow ourselves to shift. And that shift is simply the soul's letting go of its attachments in the world of the mind, the emotions, and body. We've got to allow ourselves to be in that place of peace long enough to move into the greater experience. Peace be still and know that I am. Well, peace be still. They should have left in there, peace be still for 2.5 hours and know that I am. Maybe we took out peace be still for 10% of the day and know that I am. Because that's what it takes. We've got to allow ourselves long enough time in that place to awaken to something's going on. So give yourself the chance. Give yourself the chance to be in that place, whether it's boring or it seems like nothing's going on. If you allow yourself enough time in that, you'll begin to awaken to that there's a lot going on. A lot. But the challenge is, it is different than what we've been used to. Because that going on is not of this physical kingdom. It is not of the world of which we are so used to. We've habitualized ourselves. But that's how we learn. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how we learn. Habitualizing ourselves by doing something over and over and over. It's the same thing with this. We do the meditation over and over and over because then we habitualize ourselves back into spirit. That's all learning is repetition till it becomes automatic and a habit. I remember once many years ago in doing this inner journey and awakening more spiritually. But it seemed like on a daily basis that while I had my eyes open, wasn't meditating, was out just doing my day-to-day life, at some point throughout the day, and usually many times through the day, there'd be these things inside of me that would just come up. And it had this edge or this negative bent that I'd go into reaction and feel entrapped. I'd get upset. I'd react. I'd feel it. It was a feeling coming up from inside of me. But often I wouldn't have any awareness of what it was as far as like a thought. Oh, that's what it is, that I could name it and put something on it to describe it or label it. But it was just these feelings that would come up and just seem to grab a hold of me. I'd feel so stuck and caught, and I'd get upset. It seemed like there's nothing I could do to release it. I used to try to do everything I can to figure it out, to talk to it, to ask it questions. What is this? What am I learning? How can I get rid of this? Even in meditation, I'd give it up to God, and it just won't go away. But every time I came back to meditation and would move into that place of peace and allow myself to get in the river to be carried, over time, these things would begin to reveal themselves. And that's how I learned. It wasn't about me, Brian, the personality, the ego, the conscious mind, figuring out what the lesson is, but simply always coming back to the loving. And in the loving, as I allowed that and allowed myself to be in that and just ride that loving, then, you know, in God's timing, it would just awaken. It wouldn't seem like there's any rhyme or reason. It would just awaken when it awakened. But of course, then it makes more sense. But I remember in this particular case with these feelings that would just come up out of nowhere, that one day in spirit I heard the voice of spirit, literally in plain English, because that's how it can happen, because we understand English, right? If you know a foreign language, God can talk to you that way too. But literally I was told in spirit that those feelings that were coming up and I'd go into reaction to were simply habitual feelings. That's all that was said. Spirit just said, those are just habitual feelings. Habitual feelings. That was it. The nice thing is, when you hear directly in spirit that voice of God letting you know what it is, that's the revelation, because it is coming out of the loving, out of that movement of spirit, that when it comes that way is when you know you're on the road to freedom. And that, whatever the issue or the learning, the lesson here is, when you hear it, that's when it's coming to completion, because now you've awakened into what that is. And so when I heard that, habitual feelings, I go, well, what are the feelings? They're just habitual. What are feelings? Emotion, energy and motion. But that motion of energy was of the world. And any energy of movement of the world is always going to come up, grab a hold of us where we're going to feel stuck and caught up, that we're going to go into reaction with, that feels negative. I like to call it, it feels like an edge inside of me of a hardness. Because that's how I feel it. that any of those types of things are simply the movement of frequencies around the world. We don't necessarily have to understand it, learn it, get rid of it, or any of that. All we have to do is bring ourselves back to that place of peace and in the movement of spirit. If we're to know, it'll come to our awareness, whether it's direct, like that experience was, or if it's just an intuitive knowing, or somebody walks up to us and says, blah, 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 and you go, oh my God, that's it. It comes in all the different ways. But I'm sharing this particular experience as an example because I want you to understand that sometimes some of the things we go through and feel don't necessarily have information attached to them. Remember what I said earlier. It is through the experience that we learn, not the information. And so that was an experience I had, and I learned from that. But I did get a little information. It's a habitual feelings. So in a sense, Spirit let me know what that was and what was going on. And somehow inside of me, when I heard that, I was like, okay, I'll just let it go. There's nothing I need to figure out or do with this. You let it go and be on your way. No more attachment. No more whatever. The hooks have been released. And then we move into yet a greater flow. So understand the journey can be very vague at times, or maybe only a little bit of understanding. Let that be okay. Don't make that your concern. Have only one concern, and that is moving yourself back into the loving all the time, anywhere, any time of the day, no matter where you're at or who you're with. You can do that. Eyes open or eyes closed. But pay attention, because it is in the attention that we give that we awaken into the knowing and direct ourselves and know where we're directing ourselves because of those experiences that we have as it unfolds. So that's the self-study, paying attention, walking through the experience, just being open to the flow and allowing yourself to learn as you go. Not making it happen, not figuring it out, not getting rid of it. Just always moving into the loving and just letting it unfold. Letting go and letting God. I'd like to reverse that though. How about letting God? When you're letting God and you're in the loving, it's a lot easier to let go. And such as it is in the land of reflection. Play with that one for a while. Instead of let go, let God, focus on God first. Don't we always hear that? God first and God only. So let God. And the letting go will take place automatically, because when you are letting God, and that's all your attention is on, you're not going to be caught up in all these things of the world. They're just going to automatically let go, because you are no longer giving them your attention, your judgment, your fear, your struggle.